This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. With developers pumping out an estimated 2,000 applications each day for smartphones and tablets, reviewers and web critics can't keep sorting those worth downloading from those worth, well, squat. For the consumer and app surfers, it looks just plain overwhelming. Mark Frauenfelder sees opportunity in the chaos. For him and his certifiably adorable sounding, anyway, 8-year-old daughter, Jane. He and Jane are co-hosts of Apps for Kids. It's an app review podcast for kids and parents, aptly enough. Mark does plenty of information sorting as founder of BoingBoing.net. There, you can subscribe to Apps for Kids and his other weekly podcast called Gweek. You'll find links to both at wordofmouthradio.org. Mark, nice to talk with you again.
Hi, Virginia.
Well, we're going to get right into it. Let's hear a bit of you and Jane. This is from one of the early podcasts that you put together.
So let's talk about the application that we wanted to review today. What's it called?
It's called Taco Hair Salon. I don't know if it's Taco or Takai or whatever. You can comb your hair, cut your hair, add hair. You can blow dry it, take a picture, color any color, stripes, polka dots, the whole thing, whatever you want. They're really good, and you get to pick the character that you do it on.
I like the different characters. They're not all human characters, are they?
No, there's like a bear one and a dog one, and then there's this weird one. I don't know if it's a man or whatever it is. It's kind of really weird.
Yeah, he's like a red-bearded guy. His name's Harry.
Whose idea was this podcast, yours or Jane's?
This one was Jane's, based on a bunch of applications that people have been sending us. She combs through them, and she said, oh, we've got to do this one.
Well, the reviews are pretty positive in general. I'm looking at Mad Chef today and Jetpack Joyride. They're great little conversations between the two of you. But are you keeping them sort of positive? I mean, are you trying to keep Jane away from this more skeptical professional critic's voice? Or do you think we will hear a bad review on Apps for Kids?
You know, I don't think so. I have long been a proponent of the style that the Whole Earth catalog started in the mid-60s, where they're only interested in recommending cool things that they enjoy using. And I don't think that it is worth reviewing something that people aren't going to like. So really, I think of it more as recommendations rather than reviews.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do sound like you have a real kid sensibility that comes across quite naturally. Let's hear a clip of the latest podcast, or actually one of the latest. Jane's friend Ronan has a guest appearance in this one.
Hey, Jane.
Hey.
So tell me who your friend is here with you.
This is Ronan. He's going to talk about Jetpack Joyride with us today.
Hey, Ronan. How old are you?
I am 8 years old and in second grade.
Cool. Nice to have you over here. You've been playing a game that looks really fun. What's it called?
Jetpack Joyride, as Jane said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So how do you play it?
There's this guy named Barry who is stealing a jetpack.
James Frauenfelder's friend Ronan there. Not at all intimidated by your adultness from the sounds of it, Mark. Do you feel a little bit like the digital Mr. Rogers here, you know, guiding the kids along?
A little bit. And it works out well because kids are so observant when it comes to games. They catch things that I don't notice in these games. It's pretty amazing how quickly they pick up on the subtleties and fine points of these games. So I'm always surprised by their answers.
Well, it's a joke in a lot of households that the kids know a lot more about what's going on digitally than the parents. And you, as a Boing Boing editor and founder, I know you keep your eye on that kind of thing, but do you often get caught up?
I totally get caught up in all of this kind of stuff. Jane and I, it's a big part of our fun time together is to play these games and applications as a way to kind of wind down before bedtime.
We've been hearing a lot this week about apps that upload users' address books and other personal information without permission. Now, beyond the fun of reviewing apps, what's the responsibility for you to uncover the potential dangers or invasions of privacy in the kids' app and digital marketplaces? Is that something you talk about?
Yes, it is. And I think that the way that Jane and I work on games together, she's developing a way to detect whether, you know, potential dangers and things like that. plopping your kid in front of a computer and walking away and not having any idea of what they're doing is not the right approach. I think engaging and doing things together, so when things pop up and I'll say to Jane, oh, look here, they're asking for your email address. That's something you probably shouldn't do without asking me first.
Mm-hmm.
She's learning all that kind of stuff, and she will be well-equipped as she gets into her teenage years to be able to tell when something fishy is going on.
What kinds of feedback are you getting about the podcast from listeners?
People like it. I think one reason that they like it is because it's only 2 or 3 minutes long so that they can listen to it with their kids. And kids seem to really enjoy listening to it with their parents. And I love getting email from people saying, my child and I listen to it every week when it comes out. That's great to hear that people are doing it with their kids.
It is great. And you also know what your kids are doing, I guess, is the whole point. If they're going to be looking at a screen, you should know what's on that screen.
Yeah, definitely.
You must be enjoying some of the apps, too. Do you have any favorites so far? I mean, I don't know how you did with Taco Hair Salon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Jane likes that more than me. I think Kingdom Rush is the most awesome one for me, and I'm still trying to beat it. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks.
What do you have any kind of limits on how much time Jane can spend on screen?
We do have limits. She gets an hour a day of screen time, and we give them to her in 15-minute increments that we call tickets. And she can use those tickets before school or after school. And then in the weekends, we relax the rules a little bit, and she gets 2 hours a day.
How do you choose the apps?
I get tons of recommendations from the developers themselves who send me their redeem codes. So, you know, out of the 50 we get, I cruise through them, and I can tell pretty quickly if something's worth investigating. And then Jane and I will spend time looking at all of them, and we'll say, all right, which one shall we talk about this time?
Well, it's a sweet little ritual, and thanks so much for making it public for us today, Mark.
Thanks, Virginia.
Mark Frauenfelder, founder of Boing Boing. That's where you'll find his weekly podcast, Gweek, and Apps for Kids. That's the podcast he co-hosts with his 8-year-old daughter, Jane. You'll find links at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, new life for old malls. That's when word of mouth continues after a break.